You are listening to a Banzai Retro Club podcast. Language and topics may not always be appropriate for younger listeners. Press 1 for a groovy topic from the 1970s. Press 2 for an awesome topic from the 1980s. Or press 3 for a slamming topic from the 1990s. Please choose now. Too late. We have made your selection for you. Let's start the show.
So here we go. We are on, Sunday night? Sunday evening? Sunday after? Well, late afternoon. It's not quite evening yet. It's a little bit after 4 p.m. And I actually have the podcast episodes, I said episodes, ready to go for the coming week. I already have them edited and scheduled to post. So I got Monday's episode ready, and I actually have a surprise episode coming in on Wednesday, which is one that I did with someone from another podcast. So if you, you're so inclined and you're interested in listening to us geek out about Last Action Hero, then you would have heard that on Wednesday. You're going to be hearing this on Friday. And the funny part is that usually I'm a little bit more ahead of the game as far as having these ready to go and already recorded. So I've kind of fallen behind on recording the Essential Movie episodes. But I don't want to skip a week. Because if I do, then I feel like the project that I've undertaken of doing these Essential Movies is going to take even longer. So I really don't want to miss the opportunity to have the Essential Movie episode posted. And looking at the list and knowing what's coming up next, I figure this is going to probably be a slightly one of the easiest episodes I've ever done. And that's going to go courtesy of a concept that Scott let slip on one of the earlier episodes that he listened to that I did. So I'm going to steal his concept for this one. So with all of that, I think it might be a good idea just to go forward and cut off the me babbling and jump right into the episode. So let me insert the bumper here.
This is 80-something podcast.
Banzai! Banzai! Banzai!
Banzai!
Hey, where's the meat? I don't think there's anybody back there.
You or any of your family ever seen a spook, specter, or ghost?
If the answer is yes, then don't wait another minute. Pick up your phone and call the professionals. Go Ghostbusters! Our courteous and efficient staff is on call 24 hours a day to serve all your supernatural elimination needs.
We're ready to believe you!
And now we know.
And knowing is half the battle.
G.I.
Joe! Ex to each other. And party on, dudes!
Hey, this is Banzai Retro Club. I am Dave. What I'm doing is I'm continuing down the list of the 1980 Essential Movie list that I found on RottenTomatoes.com. This is their editorial staff. What they did was said, you know, these are the 140 movies that everybody should see from the 1980s. I'm counting down from 140, working my way to number one. So I'm on number 94, which is 1989's Mystery Train. So what I'm going to do is insert the trailer here.
Train a ride, 16 coaches long. Well, that long black train got my baby and go.
Memphis, Tennessee. All out for Memphis.
Train, train. Coming round.
running a baby head.
I saw on the television the other day where those Chinese over there in China, they all want to eat macaroni and cheese. Now, don't you think that kind of odd, what with all the Chinese food they got?
Room 25 for the lovely ladies.
Well, it was right here in this very room where Mr. Fields recorded the likes of Howlin' Wolf, Rufus Thomas, Carl Perkins, Roy Orbison, Jerry Lee Lewis, and of course, the king of rock and roll himself, Elvis Presley.
Elvis Presley. King.
Thank you. Good night.
Tony, what are you doing? Shut up and grab the bubbles.
We're in a little trouble, and we need a place to stay invisible for a little while.
What have you been drinking? It smells like kerosene.
Jesus!
Whoa, where am I?
You? What are you doing here?
Well, I don't really know myself.
And that's kind of a brave move on my part, because I'm hoping that I can find a trailer that is kind of auditorially satisfactory for movies. And then what I'm also going to do is say, hey Google, tell me about the movie Mystery Train.
Mystery Train is a 1989 movie directed by Jim Jarmusch, starring Masatoshi Nagase, Yuki Kudo, and Screamin' Jay Hawkins.
Hey Google, can you give me the synopsis of Mystery Train?
Here's the synopsis of Mystery Train. A seedy hotel in Memphis, Tennessee, provides the backdrop for three separate tales, featuring everything from a kitsch-obsessed Japanese couple, Masatoshi Nagase, Yuki Kudo, to a trio of amateur robbers Joe Strummer, Rick Aviles, Steve Buscemi, who discover the true nature of their relationship during a botched heist. Linking the stories together is the hotel's eccentric and creepy night clerk, Screamin' Jay Hawkins, as well as the spirit of Elvis Presley.
Wow, that is so interesting, and that is really the only information that I have about this movie at all. Before seeing it on the editorial list from RottenTomatoes.com, I didn't even know it existed. So I've got nothing. So with all that, I'd like to remind everybody to go out and visit our website. That's BonsaiRetroClub.com, BanzaI. Subscribe to our social media stuff. And this is me reminding you, be excellent to each other and have a good whatever. Bye-bye.
This has been a Bonsai Retro Club production.
Bonsai, Daniel-san!
Hey, Bonsai!
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 On the next episode, I will have more to say, because we will be talking about Labyrinth, 1986.
Train arrived, 16 coaches long. Train arrived, 16 coaches long. Well, that long black train got my baby head gone. Train, train, coming round, round the baby head. Train, train, coming round, round the baby head. But it never will again. No, not again. Train, train, coming down, down the line.
spring and my baby. Cause she's my own, my, she's my own, my. Again, never will again.